The Colorado Senate has rejected a bill that would have banned the sale of horses for slaughter and human consumption. The proposed legislation failed in a 20-14 vote yesterday. The legislation was sponsored by Boulder Democrat Senator Sonia Juarez Lewis. She told the Colorado Sun she wanted to crack down on kill buyers who purchase horses at auction and then take them to Mexico and Canada, where equine slaughter is allowed. Animal welfare groups and the American Journal of Veterinary Research say the United States is sending an estimated 20,000 horses per year to slaughterhouses in Canada and Mexico, after which the meat is exported for consumption. The original version of the bill made it a crime to slaughter horses and burros for human consumption, according to the Colorado Sun, but the Senate Agricultural Committee amended it, adding tighter restrictions on transporting 20 or more horses for slaughter. Opponents of the measure said it was unnecessary because of the existing federal laws governing livestock transport. There is one less candidate vying to become Denver's next mayor. Kwame Spearman announced yesterday that he's withdrawing from the race. Spearman, who is the CEO of Tattered Cover, said that breaking through the crowded field of 16 was too great of a challenge. He is endorsing candidate Kelly Bruff, a former CEO of the Denver Metro Chamber of Commerce. According to the Denver Post, Spearman is among six mayoral candidates who did not receive an invitation earlier this week to take part in a debate hosted by Nine News. The Post said Spearman wasn't invited after failing to get a minimum 2% in a survey of Denver voters. That poll showed 58% of Denver voters were undecided, but also had Bruff, Lisa Calderon, and Mike Johnson in a three-way tie for first place. The last day to vote in Denver's municipal election is April 4th. Governor Jared Polis has made a move he says will improve the air quality in the years ahead. KGNU's John Kellen has a story.
The governor's actions yesterday came in an order to Colorado's Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. He wants them to set new rules by the end of next year that would cut nitrogen oxide from petroleum development in half by the end of this decade. His actions also orders the commission to step up efforts to enforce laws that consider the impact of petroleum regulations on health and the environment. In a tweet, Governor Polis said that his order will contribute to Colorado's efforts to achieve reduced and safer levels of ozone pollution. Meanwhile, state lawmakers may introduce a bill with stronger restrictions on oil and gas drilling in Colorado. They say that regulators have not carried out provisions from a 2019 law that would link new drilling permits to its impact on human health. But the Colorado Sun reports that leaders in the oil and gas industry say they've already helped make historic cuts to emissions. For KGNU, I'm John Kellen.
Colorado lawmakers in the Senate passed House Bill 1101 Thursday that aims to require agricultural manufacturers to sell tools, parts, and digital access to their sold equipment so farmers and independent repair shops can diagnose and fix the equipment on their own. Currently, some manufacturers prohibit access to the advanced computer software to the equipment. The Senate voted 25-8 in support of the bill, with all Democrats voting yes, while Republicans split their vote. Critics of the bill say they are worried the legislation will hurt manufacturers and dealerships who rely on revenue from repairs, whereas farmers say the bill will help them avoid paying expensive repairs and having to wait weeks to get repairs done. The Colorado House passed the bill last month by a vote of 44-17, but the bill will go back to the House for changes made by the Senate. The Boulder County Planning Commission unanimously approved Wednesday to terminate the Canameto Estates conservation easement on land southwest of Longmont that a developer is aiming to turn into a dense residential neighborhood. The subject 40-acre parcel is just outside of Longmont's municipal boundaries and is about a half mile north of the intersection of Colorado 119 and Airport Road. The owner of the land and its conservation easement is Left Hand Ranch LLC, which is proposing to annex the land into Longmont as a mixed residential community known as Somerset Village. The developer is currently planning to build roughly 300 to 400 units, aiming to serve residents in the 50 to 120% area medium income level. Prior to Longmont considering annexation of the parcel and the developer building any homes, the county must end the parcel's conservation easement, which carries the Canameto name of the family that sold the parcel in 2020. Although most county conservation easements require an area to be open space in perpetuity, the Canameto easement allows for termination if the county later decides that the property is suitable for development under the county's comprehensive plan. The Longmont Leader reports that roughly a dozen community members spoke against terminating the easement, including coalition members from Keep Airport Road Environmental and Safe. Although the commissioners recognized the opposition, commission members said that lifting the conservation easement would align with the Boulder County's long-term planning goals by focusing growth in cities and that it would be best for Longmont to decide on the specifics of the development. The issue of ending the conservation easement next goes to the Boulder County Commission for their vote, along with negotiations as to the amount of money the developer will pay the county in exchange for the easement's termination. Several elected officials will be taking part in the Marshall Fire Roundtable discussion today, beginning at 3 p.m. at the Superior Community Center. CBS News Colorado political correspondent Sean Boyd will be moderating the event, which will include attendance by Governor Jared Polis, U.S. Representative Joe Neguse, Colorado Insurance Commissioner Michael Conway, Boulder County Commissioner Ashley Stoltzman, Boulder County Treasurer Paul Weissman, State Senator Lisa Cutter, and State Representatives Judy Amable and Kyle Brown. According to an event flyer, the elected officials will have an unvarnished conversation about existing conditions, what went right and what went wrong, and what is ahead for the Marshall Fire communities. The Colorado Attorney General's Office announced Wednesday that the office has completed rulemaking under the Colorado Privacy Act, a new law that grants Coloradans rights over their own personal data. The rules will go into effect July 1st. The law will allow Coloradans to have access to data that entities collect about them and also instruct entities to delete or correct the data. Coloradans will also be able to opt out of the sale of their personal data and what is used for advertising and profiling. According to the Attorney General's Office, Colorado is the third state to enact a general privacy law and the second state to produce related rules. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment will be operating a COVID-19 vaccine clinic at the Denver March Powwow starting today and through the weekend at the Denver Coliseum. The clinic's hours will be 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Organizers of the clinic say COVID is still impacting Native communities and are encouraging attendees to get vaccinated to protect themselves and their community. For today's weather on St. Patrick's Day, the National Weather Service says skies will be sunny with highs in the low 40s. Winds will be fairly calm for Boulder and Denver, but Fort Collins may have gusty winds as high as 25 miles per hour. Tonight, skies will be clear with a low around 15 degrees for Fort Collins and Boulder and 19 degrees for Denver. Winds tonight could gust as high as 28 miles per hour. For KJNU, I'm Stacy Johnson.